Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm having a lot of fun watching the COVIDians and other leftists try to figure out how to keep their lies going. They jump from lie to lie. They use the media to cover up their lies. And they are so blatant, in-your-face lies, that you have to chuckle. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. In this latest example, this comes from CNN. We learn the obvious. Masks do nothing against the virus. I'm talking about the average mask worn by the average person. And even the ones that do work, they only work a short amount of time. But let's just, here's CNN. Medical analyst Lena Nguyen on network. She says cloth masks are not effective against Omicron or any other virus. I mean, if you can make your mask at home, which you can, it doesn't work. They don't care whether you use stockings. They don't care whether you use 100-ply cotton. You could use sandpaper. They don't care. But she was speaking about the upcoming New Year's Eve ball drop because, oh, we're all going to go celebrate. She says those attending the event should get booster shots and make sure they wear a mask. But she says make sure that you're vaccinated and boosted. Make sure you're wearing a mask even though it's outdoors. There are lots of people packed around you. Wear a 3-ply surgical mask because isn't that the way we all celebrate? Don't wear a cloth mask, she warns. Cloth masks are little more than facial decorations. There's no place for them in light of Omicron. So Omicron, that's the one that's going to do you in. As I said, so far, at least from what I've seen, one death in the United States from Omicron. Now, I'm no scientist. Yeah, I am in one degree, you know, electrical engineering and all that. But I'm no medical scientist. But I will tell you this. Omicron is a cold. It's a cold. And I'm going to get more into that, and I'll prove it to you. I'll prove it to you. At least I'll make it difficult for them to disprove. But look, this the craze behind this, and I don't know when it's going to end because I don't know how you legislatively do it. But we need to be out of this state of emergency. I read an article that said for Chicago, the mayor said, for the unvaccinated, you've been warned. You've been warned. I want you to understand that you are not sick. You may never get sick. But somebody has declared you're going to get a shot. Whether you like it or not. Now, look, I don't know all about, I know enough about the issue around it's my body and I'll do what I want to from the abortionist. And I'll tell you this, I'm never going to carry another being inside of my body because I'm full-blooded, you know, toxically masculine. So I'm never going to have a baby. I'm not having your baby. Anyway, I'm not going to have a baby as a lovely way of saying how much I love you. So, I'm not even going to speak to that, but because that's carrying another human being and you now have responsibility for two. But being responsible for the one little baby, this me, my body, I'm telling you right now, there is no way you're going to make me take something and coercion. What does the mayor of Chicago believe? How much dominion does she feel like she has over her people? I want you to understand, people, pay attention and think about things a little more logically. This woman works for you. She works for the people in the city of Chicago, and she's telling them, you think you're going to do it? No. I will tell you what to do. Now, listen, I understand. We put people in power. We say, make rules for us. But I'm going to tell you, you can make rules for the masses, but if I don't believe in the rule, I'm not going to follow it. We got a lot to talk about today. There was some funds. We're talking about all this WooFlu, the money that's being spent on it, trillions of dollars. And we're learning now that some of it hasn't gone where it should have gone. I know, hard to believe, waste and fraud in government. Just difficult to believe because you know how well, how tight the accounting is with the Fed. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. But I'm going to spend a little time on this new revelation of Omicron. Everybody's calling it, they're saying? The surge. They're calling it the surge. With this surge of Omicron. A surge? I'd like to know. Look, I keep going back looking for data. I told you guys the other day, Omicron started in South Africa, then, it's going to displace Delta as the most infectious. 73% of the new cases in America are Omicron cases now, et cetera, et cetera. It's all over the world. I told you how it was spreading. But what I didn't give you and what I couldn't find was the number of people who died. And a few days ago, with all this Omicron, we've been hearing it now for what, 2 weeks? How many people died? The most count that I have as of this broadcast is one person. But let's err on the side of caution. And let's just say it's two. Let's double it. You know what? Let's go crazy. Let's say it's 10. I'm going to give you a stat. I don't even think people realize this. I get curious. Do you know how many people die from the common cold every year? Just out of curiosity, do you think you know? I'm going to ask my producers. Do you guys know? I wonder if the audience, without Googling it, don't Google. You will be caught Googling. If you're caught Googling, we will get you. But the number of people who die from the common cold every year, I'm not even going to tell you. I'm going to wait until later in the broadcast. But don't look it up. Do not Google. We will get you. And I want to talk a little bit about Biden infecting a staffer and how this story is being reported. Because I'm crying foul on it. I'm calling foul. I'm not crying. That'd be a whiner. Keep it here, folks. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I've got to tell you, you've got the perfect story to see if you're a patsy. That's right. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. They said $100 billion was stolen from the WooFlu funds. The $6 trillion that's been let over this scamdemic. And we get this shocking news, folks. $100 billion missing. Well, they know where it went. In case you haven't been paying attention, people that listen to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, which, of course, you have. The government stole $6 trillion from American taxpayers by declaring this WooFlu scam an emergency. And let me tell you, that's just for starters because the tab is still open. They haven't gone to get the credit card. 844-551-8255. But now, folks, we're getting to the fun part of the propaganda machine. We learn and this is the title, Criminals Stole $100 Billion from WuFlu. All these funds. And here's a story from CNBC. Criminals have stolen close to $100 billion in pandemic relief funds, the U.S. Secret Service said on Tuesday. The stolen funds were diverted by fraudsters from the SBA's Paycheck Protection Program, the Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program, and another program set up to dole out unemployment assistance funds nationwide. What? These criminals have been stealing from us? More than $2.3 billion in stolen funds have been recovered. Oh my gosh, they're on top of it. They're all over it. They've gotten back 2.3% of the $100 billion. And get this, they've arrested more than 100 suspects who span the spectrum. Oh, it's a very diverse group. Well, good. I'm glad diversity's involved. They said it's from individuals to organized groups, according to the agency. The government has shelled out about $3.5 trillion in COVID relief money since early 2020 when the pandemic began. So they still got their hands, their little grubby fingers around over $2.5 trillion. But now they're on top of it. So you can feel that $2.5 trillion is waiting to go out. It's safe. The Secret Service, they write, which specializes in financial fraud, in addition to its better known role in presidential protection, wink, wink, also announced the appointment of a new National Pandemic Fraud Recovery Coordinator. We've got more government to make sure that this theft doesn't continue to occur. That's right. And that person will oversee its sprawling investigations into the enormous number of fraud cases resulting from all that theft. Whew. I don't know how you feel. Wow, I feel relieved. How slick is this? Are you with me? Are we simpatico here, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, and specifically me, Kevin Jackson? Are we of the Vulcan mind meld about what's happening here? Let me explain. The media wants us to be outraged at the theft of this $100 billion. But they also want us to know, hey, it's being recovered. We're on a course. We know there are some people, some ne'er-do-wells who did this. We've already got 100 of them. We've recovered $2.3 billion, and we're well on our way. That's right. The FBI, other law enforcement agencies will get these evil ne'er-do-wells. But let me tell you who's not going to get arrested. Big pharma execs who are peddling this poison to the citizenry. They're not going to get arrested. In fact, they all got get-out-of-jail-free cards. You know who else won't get arrested? The bureaucrat frauds like Fauci and Biden and all the others in this food chain of absolute graft and larceny. Biden brags about making more vaccinations than we need, more vaccines than we need. And then he says, we gave billions of doses to the world. Right. He's such a humanitarian, isn't he? Let me tell you what I'd do. Everywhere Biden sent doses of this vax, I would check the airplane manifest to see if Hunter was with him. Check Hunter's travel logs and also check the Biden Foundation's donor list. And then let me get back with me, because I'm not going to give him a pass. See, I want to remind you, placebos perform better than the vaccinations. Fakes, fugazis, fraudulent, not even fraud, because you're just saying to somebody, here's a pill, take the pill, but sugar pill, sugar shot, saline shot, whatever they give you, it performed better than all of this hoopla we're jumping through. You get it? Certainly, none of the vaccines have been even discussed in comparison to the body's natural immunity and the people who've already had Wu Flu like myself and who haven't had any complications afterwards. So I contend that we're better off right now with herd immunity. But we have to learn, folks. $100 billion was stolen with this government give-back program to bail people out. We know now that with this new G Omicron variant that these vaccines don't work at all. Thankfully, Omicron is about as deadly as a common cold, or all these vaxxed people would be screwed, which, by the way, is what they are. But let's get back to the bigger picture. $100 billion was stolen from criminals, people who took advantage of PPP. You want to know what that is? That is less than 2% of the money that we gave out for this program. I contend, America, that the bigger crooks are the ones who still have $5.9 trillion of your money. And I contend that they're trying to point the finger at somebody else and say, look at what those crooks did as they robbed you of 98% of the booty. You get what I'm saying? They're not fooling me. They want me to get worked up. Oh, look here, black man. Oh, look at here. Where my reparations at? Oh, boy, y'all, I'm supposed to get some reparations up in here. And somebody stole this money. They steal all that money. Somebody better be here. Don't make me go black. Oh, I'll go jungle tomorrow. I'll go jungle in a minute. That's what they want, right? They want me upset. They want you upset, white people. They want you mad. Well, I know who to be mad at. I know who the real thieves are.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congress is in the middle of a COVID outbreak.
Democratic Senator Chris Coons, the latest lawmaker to test positive. The Delaware senator, close to President Biden, had been double vaccinated and received his booster shot. Other lawmakers who have recently tested positive include House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, and New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, all of them Democrats. The fire is out at a Southeast Texas ExxonMobil facility. It took about 8 hours for firefighters to get flames down at the Baytown refinery near Houston under control this morning. The North Texas-based energy giant isn't sure what caused the fire to start, but promised to work with the appropriate authorities on enhancing safety. 4 people were injured, but are expected to survive. This is USA Radio News.
No, nothing's been good enough.
President Biden's comments to ABC News when asked about his response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Biden continuing to push back against the charge that he got it wrong on the Delta and Omicron COVID variants. Biden continues by saying test kits will soon be available to everyone.
I've ordered 500 million of the pills, 500 million pills. Excuse me, 500 million test kits that are going to be available to be sent to every home in America if anybody wants them.
The Biden administration has not yet signed a contract to buy the tests, and the website to order them will not be up until January. Kids of all ages are counting down to Santa's big arrival. They can start tracking his journey around the world easily starting tomorrow morning on NORAD's website. They can also call the hotline to get live updates. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats have way too many lies to be able to cover them all up. Way too many. And I know I've been saying this for a while, but I'm telling you, I believe this wholeheartedly. It's about to come down on them, boy. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I'm talking about this vaccination nonsense. The CDC, the head of the CDC, essentially admitted in a video that vaccinations are a waste of time. A waste of time and a waste of money. So glad you guys are here. You're my sounding board. Not that I need one. I'm cool talking to myself. They won't put me in a crazy house anymore like they did in the old days. I could walk around a big city talking about all this stuff. Look at it, the CDC, WHO. New World Order. They would say, oh, there he is. He must be on his phone, got his earpiece in. Have you remember when the earpiece first came up and everybody you see, you were like, who is this fool? Walking around looking crazy. Oh, he's got earpiece. And, it was so many people, I thought the world had gone mad. Well, you know what, America? The world has gone mad. It's gone mad. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky admitted that these vaccinations are a waste of time. She said the Omicron variant of the coronavirus has, quote, over 50 mutations, and because of those mutations, just being vaccinated with 2 doses may not be enough ahead of the holidays. What about this guy that got 10 doses? Did you guys hear this story? He got 10 vaccinations in a day. I mean, is he asking for trouble? I would love to chronicle him. Because I'm telling you, that dude, we're all dead men walking, but his is going to come quicker than he would like. 10 doses of this thing? Who is he trying? What girl is he trying to win over? Hillary Clinton? Chelsea? Is he trying to date Chelsea? How many doses does a person need, right? According to the CDC director, more than 2. Are they? I don't even know. Is it a dose or is it a boost? If you get the booster, is that considered another dose? I don't think they even know. Here's what I will tell you. If the Wu flu vaccines don't work with 2 doses, they're not going to work with 10. You get absolutely the same result. Nothing. And if the vaccines prevent absolutely nothing, meaning you can get the disease, and trust me, They don't work. They don't work. It's a ruse. I know there are people, Kevin, how do you know? How do you know? How do you know they work? Guess what they're saying now? Oh, well, the reason why Elizabeth Warren gets a shot and so did 15 other people in the last few days. I'm talking about high-profile people. And you know what they say? Well, the reason why it was milder. The reason why I survived. I went into the ICU, but I survived, thankfully, because I had the shot. Had I not had the shot, I'd be dead now. No, had you not had the shot, you probably would have never gotten a Wu flu, and you'd be healthy. If you already had it once, look, this isn't me making this up. They already said this. If you had the disease and you get the shot, it's worse for you. So I ask you, how many doses do they need? Is there some guidance? We can get some science behind this, Dr. Fauci the fraud? Because I'm going to tell you something, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I'm as much an expert in this as anybody you've heard. I'd stake my life on it. I could argue this point easily. Just using the CDC's data. Just using Fauci's interviews where he lied. Oh, well, I didn't know all the information. I'd say today, well, hey, you know what? If it turns out that mine isn't true, oh, I didn't know all the information. Why is it that some cities and states are treating the unvaxxed, as if we're lepers? When clearly these vaccines offer no protection. And the only thing they provide is a distinction between the dumb butts and the unvaxxed. And you know which side of that you're on. Oh, I know. Kevin, you're going to make some of your audience mad because they're vaxxed. Look, if you voluntarily got vaxxed, good for you. That gives you some sort of peace and calm and goose fraba. Congratulations. But it is what it is. You are, in all likelihood, and I'd stake my life on it, already have. You're in all likelihood less likely to get the Wu flu than when you got vaxxed and less likely to die from it than before you got vaxxed. We'll never know. But I'm as right as they are. It's like my argument with gay people going, you just don't like my lifestyle. And I go, well, you don't like mine. So who's right? Who's right? You're right. I don't like your lifestyle. But you don't want to admit you don't like my lifestyle. Oh, but I'm tolerant of your lifestyle. I'm tolerant of your lifestyle. You're not going to one-up me, LGBT boy or girl or Q or WTF. I don't care what you're not going to one-up me. I know what I like. It would be like, Kevin, you claim that you do not like beets. I mean, I claim. I don't like beets. It doesn't make me anti-beet. If you like beets, have beets. I'm not talking about headphones. I'm talking about the vegetable. Anyway, I know I give some tough words for the vax, but the truth hurts. And understand, folks, this isn't me doling out tough love. This is the head of Biden's CDC. Walensky told CNBC's Shepard Smith that the CDC was, quote, examining its definition of fully vaccinated. I cracked up. I wish I'd have been drinking something so I could have spit it out of my nose. Are you kidding me? The irony that the current fully vaccinated, using my finger quotes, are less protected than the non-vaxxed sodomites. Because you know what they're telling you? They're saying Omicron can get through the barrier of the vaccinations that you currently have. So what she's admitting, I want you to understand, baby. I want you to pay attention to me now, okay? She's telling you, if all these doses, the Joe Biden said, we vaccinated 150 million people for 200 million people once and 150 million people twice. Okay, what did that cost us? Because whatever it cost us, it was worthless with the new, even more milder Omicron that could possibly do nothing. Yes. Yeah. Oh. Unbelievable. So they're looking to redefine fully vaccinated.
Because they have to change the definition. Oh, well, wait a minute. I thought Fauci the fraud had already given us the science. Remember when he came out the other week? Now, listen, I want to be clear. I need to be clear. It turns out that if you're double vaccinated, it isn't really good enough. And you need to go now and get the booster. Now you need the booster. Do we have the clip?
And Dr. Fauci, lastly, we know the best way to keep safe is to be vaccinated. But what are your guidelines for the upcoming holidays? Will you be giving out Halloween candy? What do we do Thanksgiving, Christmas, and the other holidays?
Well, Martha, I believe strongly that it, particularly in the vaccinated people, if you're vaccinated and your family members are vaccinated, those who are eligible, and that is obviously very young children and not yet eligible, that you can enjoy the holidays. You can enjoy Halloween, trick-or-treating, and certainly Thanksgiving with your family and Christmas with your families. That's one of the reasons why we emphasize why it's so important to get vaccinated, not only for your own safety, for that of your family, but also for the good of the community to keep the level of infection down. When you do that, there's no reason at all why you can't enjoy the holidays in a family way, the way we've traditionally done it all along.
That wasn't the clip I was looking for, but thanks for looking anyway, guys. But Fauci is now saying, no. It turns out those two vaccinations aren't going to help you. You need boosters. So now, right now, the agency defines full vaccinations as 2 weeks after the second dose of one of the two-shot vaccines from either Moderna or Pfizer, or 2 weeks after the one-dose death poke from Johnson & Johnson. That's if you can survive that. But here's what's worse. Walensky says that the vaccines, and here's a quote, may not prevent infections, according to the data so far. She says this means people need to, quote, to continue to wear their mask and to prevent the infections overall. So in what should make Americans rip the mask off their face and shove the needles up the butts of these bureaucrats, we learned that the Omicron has become the most dominant strain in the U.S., making up 73% of reported cases. Bad news for the rest of the team Demento and Fraudchi is that Omicron's killed one person. Maybe somebody else has died. Maybe there's two. Yeah, 73% of the reported cases are Omicron. Less deadly than the common COVID. If you think leftists are going to jump off this gravy train, you're insane.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. 5013.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You better remember when Joe Biden got his flu shot. I do. And I have to believe if he's following Fauci the Fraud's governance, that he's not only gotten his second shot, but he's gotten boosted, as they like to say. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. Recently, Biden gave a press conference, and his voice was noticeably different. So Fox News reporter Peter Ducey asked Biden if he's okay. And here's that exchange.
President, your voice sounds a little different. Are you okay?
I'm okay. I have a test every day to see a COVID test. I have it checking for all the strands. What I have is a 1.5-year-old grandson who had a cold who likes to kiss his pop. And he's been kissing my anyway, so, but it's just a cold.
Now, the reason why I bring this up in this story that was reported in The Hill and elsewhere, but the one that I saw was in The Hill, it said Biden supposedly tested negative for Wu flu on Monday morning after having close contact with a White House staffer who subsequently tested positive for the virus. Now, they did not identify the staffer, but White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki disclosed the positive case in a statement Monday evening, saying that this mid-level staff member spent 30 minutes with Biden on Air Force One on a trip from South Carolina to Philadelphia. Now, I heard this story and I went, pull my finger, doesn't pass the smell test. Now, you might have missed it, but I want my producers to play this one part where Biden says he gets tested every day. And listen to what he says at the very end of this part, okay?
I have a test every day to see a COVID test. I have it checking for all the strands.
Did you catch it? They check me for all the strands. How in the heck is Biden tested for all the strands when a test for Z Omicron isn't even available? Certainly wasn't available at the time. How does he know? How does he know that every iteration of the Wu flu, I hear there are up to 51. I don't know if this is the case. You can look this up for yourselves. But I know this. There's the alpha. There's the beta. Alpha, delta, lambda, mu. There's another one, too, right, besides the Z. Anyway, I think there's another one. I'm missing one. But the point is, he claims he's tested for every one of the strains. As I said in the first segment, these COVIDians are the biggest bunch of liars I've ever seen in my life. They think they can spit whatever they want out and we'll go, oh, that makes sense. So, he claims that he's getting tested for all the strands and he tested negative. It's just a cold. Secondly, as far as the tests go, here's what I can tell you about them, and you can look this information up for yourselves. They're not accurate. I talked about it in the previous segment. It's a waste of time to get the vaccine, to get the boosters, and to get these shots. Now, if you do feel that you want to do it because science tells you to do it, then go for it. I'm not mad at you if you do. It's your life. I mean, I'm not even trying to be flippant or funny. I'll come to your funeral. If we're friends and you got the shot, I have one of my best buddies. He got the shot because his brother-in-law died from Wu flu. And in order to be around the family to appease his sister-in-law, he goes, I'm just getting the shot. And he did. If he dies, I'll feel sad for him, but I will go to his funeral. But I'm really... There's a part of me that feels really bad that he got the shot, and he got it under those circumstances. Anyway, so number one, Biden doesn't know that he's tested for all the strands. By the way, this story gets better because I'm going to get to this answer that I asked you guys earlier. How many people do you think die from the common cold? But so Biden isn't getting tested for all the strands, as he said, because he's a pathological liar. He probably didn't even get it from kissing his grandson. But I'll get to that in a second. Secondly, the tests are not accurate, so how can he say for sure that he didn't infect the staffer? He's the one that sounds sick. And the staffer, as we know, is not being disclosed. Think about it. All these people that are supposed to be around each other are non-infectious. They're vaccinated, right? You can only imagine if you're working directly with Biden, you have to show your card. I got my card. I am vaccinated. And so how did this person get the Wu flu to begin with?
Who gave it to whom? Third, how do we know Biden's grandson didn't really have the Wu flu? He's 1 year old. There's no test for him.
Oh, he had a cold.
How do we know? How do we know he didn't have Omicron? How do we know he's not the epicenter for Omicron? I mean, we can go all conspiratorial if we want. Okay, the kid's not the epicenter for Omicron, but how do we know he didn't have it? How do we know he wasn't playing with his Transformers and Omicron and infected him? How do we know Bumblebee didn't infect him? Anyway, what is the White House hiding? Do they not want to admit that old Joe was sloughing off the virus and infected his staff? I say that's the case. Now, in a time where we should all be in fear for our lives over this new variant, G Omicron, the Transformer is what I call it. I want you to understand what Joe Biden said. He says, nope, it's just a cold. Well, I decided I wanted to see a little bit more about the cold. And here's what, this came from Medical Express. The common cold is a normally mild illness that resolves without treatment in a few days. And because of its mild nature, most cases are self-diagnosed. However, infection with rhinovirus, which is what they call it, or one of the other viruses responsible for common cold symptoms, can be serious in some people. Complications from a cold can cause serious illnesses and, yes, even death, particularly in people who have a weak immune system. So Joe Biden is a slougher. He's walking around with his woo-foo, sloughing off his virus on that. And now he's carrying the common cold. By the way, let me ask you, when is the last time you've had a cold? I haven't had a cold in years. And Biden mysteriously gets the common cold. And here's what it says. Unfortunately, continuing with this article, a cold can have more severe symptoms in the very young and the very old. Older people are more likely to develop a serious infection compared with adults or older children. And people who smoke or expose to secondhand smoke are also most likely to get a cold and have more severe symptoms. Another group of people who are more affected by infection with cold-causing viruses are people with an existing lung condition. These can include people with asthma, cystic fibrosis, or chronic obstruction, COPD. I'm not going to read the whole thing. Infection with a virus that causes inflammation of the airways can make breathing much harder, blah, 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 risk of bacterial infection, etc. Joe Biden says, it's just a cold. Michael Jordan played basketball with the flu. And we got Omicron that's killed one person so far. And we're going to stretch it. We're going to say it's five just to be on the safe side. Because I don't want people out there downplaying the risk, okay, of Omicron. And, you know, Joe Biden's saying it's just cold. So how many people die every year from a cold? You guys want to guess? You think it's over? Do you think anybody dies from a cold, first of all? So my producer's like, obviously they do because I've brought it up. Yes, people die from the cold. Now, do you think it's in the dozens? Do you think it's in the hundreds? Or do you think it's in the thousands? Okay. So my producers think it's in the hundreds. The number of people who die every year, if theoretically, from the common cold, I mean, you know, as an average, is 4,500. 4,500 people die every year from the common cold. Now, I don't know what it takes to make something scary, scary, whatever. I don't know. But I didn't think, I'll be honest, when I looked this up, I thought, well, probably nobody dies from the common cold. That's why it's called common. But as it turns out, I was wrong. 4,500 people a year. Just a cold.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.